Whether climbing a treacherous path or walking a journey of grace, we are welcomed, received, and accompanied by God. Christ invites us to do the same for others, whoever they are and wherever they are on life's journey. Would you please stand as you are able to for our call to worship? Come to the mountain of God. No matter how steep the climb, and if you would join me for our prayer. God of ages past and days yet to come, journey with us today. Journey with us all our days, whether on treacherous paths or beside still waters. Guide our steps to find solid ground, that we may know the firm foundation of your constant presence. Open our minds to be the blessings and miracles we encounter along the way. In your holy name we pray, amen. Our opening hymn is Faith of Our Fathers. This can be found in your hymnal on it's just number 710, and it can also be found on the screen.
Thank you. You may be seated. Would you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for every good thing that you have blessed us with land that provides food, with people that provide grace and love, with a home, with ideals. Lord, bless us so that we might be a blessing to others. Lord, may your light shine through us and may we not falter. And may we have the humility to walk with you and bend our ways towards your ways. God, thank you for our friends. Thank you for our families. Thank you for the people who we love and hold dear. God, we ask that you bless those who are traveling on mission. Lord, bless their efforts, that your love and your grace might shine through them, and Lord, bring them home. Bring them home when it is time. God, we ask that you bless our festivities this week and these next couple days. Lord, we give you thanks that we have voice and song and music to lift up, not only to celebrate with one another, but to give celebration to you. God, continue to be with us. Continue to help us be your people. Continue to show us your ways so that we might truly be a people of freedom, that we might truly be a people of faith, that you might show us what is good and what is true. God, we lift our prayers up to you, our prayers and our aspirations, our hopes and our dreams, so that you might hear us, that we might be aware of your presence, which has never left us, and that we might continue to walk in your grace. Lord, hear our prayers that we've spoken, hear our prayers that are quiet within us, but in all things, Lord, hear us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, all the people said, Amen. So with the confidence of the children of God, I invite you now to pray the prayer that Christ has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Kids, young or old, come on up.
Good morning, everyone. All right, so Kylie, you brought us your dad's badge. Can we see it again? I only got to see it from far away. Oh my goodness. That's pretty cool, right, guys? Mm-hmm. It's very shiny. He must take good care of it.
No.
No. Oh no. Well, maybe now he will. See ya. All right, so badges have a lot of meaning to everybody. Our first responders wear them. People in our military wear them. I had a first responder in my family. My husband was a dispatcher, and then my brother served in the Army. So badges have a lot of meaning to me personally. So you got a hymnal? Great. Perfect. And one thing that I know about people that wear badges is that they are seeking justice for those that need it, right? Do we all agree on that? I think so. And the Bible says a lot about that. So two of my favorite verses, the first one is Psalm 28:3, and it reads, "Learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless and peace to the widows." That's a pretty cool one. And then Micah 6:8, which is, "Seek justice, love mercy, walk humbly with your God." So there's a little bit more in there than just seeking justice. What do you guys think justice means? Freedom, is that what you said? Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. So there's other stuff like correcting oppression. So that's helping people that are kind of being told that they have to be a certain way, right? We think so. And then to helping people like the fatherless and the widows. And it's, in Micah, it tells us to love mercy and to walk humbly. What do you guys think mercy is? Any guesses? No? That's fair. So mercy is like, so like if your brother takes your toy, instead of going and taking his toy and getting justice, you can just be like, you know what? That's okay. Stuff like that. And then there's walking humbly. What do you guys think humble means? Being brave? That's a good one. Any other guesses? No? So while being brave, it's also about being, so like if you win a sports game or you win a competition of some kind, you're not going to go up to everybody that you beat and be like, "I'm so much better than you." No, you're going to be like, "Hey, you guys did a great job," right? Yeah. That's like being humble. You do that all the time? Good. I'm so glad. Alrighty. Should we pray? Alright. Hey, God. Thank you so much for loving us and helping us to seek justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly. Amen.
Our scripture reading is Psalm 13, verses 1 through 6. Here we are reminded to lean on God's love through our struggles that we have. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. And my enemies will say, "I have prevailed." Will rejoice because I am shaken. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our special music is from Sarah. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. We would invite you now to stand as you're comfortable and join us in our next hymn, which can be found in your thick blueback hymnals on 593 or up on the screens. You may be seated. Our gospel today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 40 through 42. This is the gospel according to Matthew. Jesus continued speaking, saying, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. The good news of Jesus Christ. And all the people said, amen. Amen. There's something interesting about the psalm. There's something interesting about the psalm that we read this morning, Psalm 13, verses 1 through 6. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How many of you have talked to God like that before? How many of you have talked to your parents like that before? How long will it take to drive to Grandma and Grandpa's? How long until dinner? We will never, ever again get ice cream or treats or good things. Amen? Amen. How long until Christmas? How long until my brother or my sister gives that toy back to me because it's mine? You knew exactly, right? You've all been there. How often do we talk like this to God? See, I'm not here to tell you it's wrong to talk like this to God, because in fact, what do we find in the Psalms? Oh Lord, how long will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all of my days? How long have we borne those crosses? How long have we looked at life and thought, boy, is this it? How long have we suffered or put up with hardship or stress or turmoil or toil? How long, O Lord? Or how long, O Lord, must we look at our communities? Must we look at our nation? Must we look at our world and wonder, where are we going? Amen? How long, O Lord? But it says here, if you go down to verse 5, it says here, but I trusted in your steadfast love. But I trusted in your steadfast love. And my heart shall rejoice in your salvation. It's one of the reasons that I'm Methodist. There's this thing called prevenient grace. I'm sure I've said this up here in front of you all before, but I will continue to beat this gong until Christ comes back, because prevenient grace is one of the beautiful things, I think, from our church. And by that, by prevenient grace, I mean how many of you were loved by your parents or your grandparents or your friends or whoever you determine family, how many of you were loved before you were born? Can everyone take their hand and put it in the air? I know, right? You were loved before you were born by your parents, by your grandparents, by your family, whoever you determine your family to be, whoever has determined you to be family. And that is an image of the love of God. God has loved you ever since you were a twinkle in your parents' eye, and even before. God has loved you throughout all of it. God has loved you when you were baptized, before you were baptized, after you were baptized. God loved you when you were wandering. God loved you when you were doubting. And God loved you when you came home. But I trusted in your steadfast love. But I trusted in your steadfast love. fast love. You know, there's always a tension when we come to these national holidays. Do I weave them into the sermon or do I just ignore them? What would you rather me do? Should we talk about the both? I wonder sometimes the ideals that we hold as the people who we are. We've spoken them this morning. Freedom, I don't know if anyone said liberty. I don't know if anyone's talked about our history and our tradition of welcoming those onto these shores. You've all heard the stories. You all know the stories that we tell ourselves, the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, Angel Island, the Mayflower, all of these things that we remind ourselves what? We're a nation of people who have journeyed and who are looking for home. But not only that, we're a nation of people who are offering that as well. Does the name, is it Robert Ray? He was a little bit before my time. You all remember Governor Ray? You know, my first job, or at least my second job out of college, was basically directly impacted by Governor Ray. Do you know what I did? Of course, after I stopped working retail, do you know what I did? I worked at a refugee center. I worked with people who came from places in the world who were in danger, who were struggling, who needed a safe harbor to park their ship. And I was blessed by those people. They became friends, they became colleagues, they became beloved. We have a history in this state and in this nation of welcoming people. It's one of the things that I love the most about who we are. It's one of the things that I think we aspire to as, I don't know, Americans? Can I say that? And it's something that I think we find in Scripture as well, not to cherry pick and justify, but also it's what Christ speaks to here. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, they will not lose their reward. Truly I tell you, the trust in my steadfast love will bring about salvation. It's a time for us to remember what God has done. It's a time for us to remember that God has been with us through whatever storm, whatever turmoil, whatever trial we've faced. That in many ways, we are looking for home. That in many ways, we long for that place where we can walk into the room and we are known. We are known and we are welcomed. Where there's a cool cup of water waiting for us, and a hug or a handshake, whatever you're comfortable with. And I've seen this. And I've seen this in this congregation, and I've seen this in our churches as well, and in our religious communities. It's July 2nd, and I'm still here. But do you know what happens on July 1st? It's the Methodist New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. I had the privilege, and I hesitate to use that word, I had the privilege of moving my dad into his new parsonage down in Carlisle. I know I've told you, I've never seen so much heavy oak furniture in the basement in my life. I'm going to have a talk with my father. And yet, I think it's something that we're pretty familiar with as United Methodists, as people who see this cycle come and go, the cycle of coming and going, of picking up a life and starting a new one. And while I've seen it on my end of packing everything into the van, of saying goodbye to communities and hello to new communities, you've seen it on your end as well. And I'm sure you've had those questions on how do we welcome someone to our community? How do we welcome someone who is new? How do we show them hospitality? Friends, you show them hospitality like God has shown us hospitality. And you've done that. Don't mishear me. Friends, thank you. Thank you for the ways you've welcomed my family. But it's got me reflecting on how God has welcomed us. How God has welcomed us into the world. Into a world that might be, that could be. How God has shown us that it is possible to love, to be merciful, to walk humbly. That it's possible that there might even be justice and fairness in the world. God has shown us what could be. And perhaps that's the kingdom of God. Perhaps for us today, that's the kingdom of God, is sharing a cool glass of water with those who have been walking in the desert and just need something to help their parched throats. Perhaps it's the young families, whether they have one or two or a grandparent. Perhaps it's the young families that just need a breath. Perhaps it's those who are older, who have gone through life and are trying to figure out how to stay connected with one another. How to not just fade away, but still be valued by the community. Perhaps, that cool glass of water is simply by loving one another in the church, with our eyes lighting up as we see a familiar face, an old friend walk through the doors. Perhaps God continues to love us so that we might love. Whoever gives even a cold cup of water to one of these little ones, whoever these little ones might be, surely they will not lose their reward. Surely the steadfast love of God will still be around them. Surely salvation will come, and maybe even on this earth. Friends, may you rest in that steadfast love of Christ. May you know that God's grace surrounds you even when it's hard to feel it or hear it or see it. May you know that you are loved. And because we are loved, may we extend that same love. May we welcome others, whoever they might be, whatever they might look like, whatever they might sound like, maybe even whatever they might believe. Because in doing so, we share the love of Christ. And perhaps, that's the best way to be hospitable in the here and now. Amen? Amen. Friends, would you pray with me? Almighty God, we know that our history is complicated. We know that the stories that we tell are but slices of reality and history. But Lord, may we set our eyes on you. May we remember the ways that you call us. May we remember the priorities and the principles, the aspirations that you beckon us to. May you help us find your grace and your love and your peace. May you help us know that whatever storm swirls around us, that you are there. We have nothing to fear. May you give us cold drinks of water so that we might share those same blessings with others. May your light shine through us. May you help us see people as neighbors, not as enemies, not as strangers, not as others. May you guide us, O Lord, to become a nation who welcomes, a nation who cares, May you help us become a people who are hospitable, just as you've made a place for us in this world at your table. God, thank you. In all things, we give you thanks. Through Christ our Lord, all the people said, amen. Friends, one of the images of hospitality I have in mind, there's a monastery out in Colorado Springs that I go to. And one of the things that is just burned into my memory is having a meal with them. Sitting down at the table, just accepting whatever they gave me, and they gave me a glass of wine, which for me is not a part of my tradition, and yet it's something that was such a gift at the time. About that big, not a whole lot, and yet I knew in that moment that I was not apart from that community. I wasn't just tolerated by that community, but that I was truly welcome and counted as one of them. They welcomed me as Christ welcomes us. And so, friends, to me that is an image of Holy Communion, of our own table being opened, of all people being welcome here. Friends, this isn't my table. This isn't the table of the United Methodist Church. This is the table of the living God, and all people are welcome here. And yet, I understand that sometimes we don't feel ready or able to come up for communion, and that's okay too, because even us are welcome. If you still want a blessing, however, come with your arms crossed and we'll bless you, because you are a still beloved child of God. Friends, we'll have communion. The offering plates are up here for those who want to partner with us and bless our church and our ministries. We'll come up, we'll tear the bread, we'll have little cups of juice for you. There are wastebaskets on the side, and we have the rail up here for you to come and enter into prayer afterwards as you feel led. But in all things, friends, God loves you. God loves each and every one of you, and this table is open to all who wish to come forward and be in the presence of God and one another. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Friends, would you pray with me? Gracious God, we give you thanks. Truly, we give you thanks. Because you formed us out of dust and dirt, mud and clay. You breathed into us the breath of life. You made us in your image. And you called us good. You called us very good. And Lord, despite the fall, despite the ways that we might be bruised or broken, despite the ways that we might be healing and need health, you have loved us still. You sent your Son before we knew you. That proves your love for us. You sent your Son that we might learn from his teachings and his life and his love, that even through his suffering and his death, that through his resurrection, we have found new life and have been blessed by you. And for that, Almighty God, we give thanks. So Lord, bless us as we come together and join each other at your table and remember what it means to welcome and be welcomed. And so, with all of those who have gone before us and all of those who will come after us and all of those who are here with us, both near and far, I invite you to raise your voices as we join in the unending hymn, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Friends, on the night which Christ offered himself up for us, he took the bread, he blessed it, and he broke it, saying, "Take this and eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this as often as you can in my memory." And in the same way, after the meal had ended, he took the wine and he poured it out, blessing it, giving it to his disciples and saying, "Take this and drink. This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you can in my memory." And so, friends, we offer ourselves as a holy and living sacrifice through our Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, I invite you now to raise your voices once again as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Friends, would you pray with me once more? Almighty God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here once again. Lord, bless these simple gifts of bread and cup, that they might be for us the body of Christ, that we might be the body of Christ, redeemed by your blood. Lord, make us one with you, one with each other, and one in ministry to the whole world, until you come again in grace and in glory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All the people said, Amen. Friends, this is Holy Communion, and all are welcome. I'd invite those who are helping to come forward now. Beloveds, the table's set. Thank you. May you never forget that you are loved. And all the people said, amen. Friends, we invite you to stand as you are comfortable and join us in our closing hymn, "The Spirit Sends Us Forth to Serve." You can find it in your thin black hymnals on 2241 or up on the screens. So friends, may the Almighty God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you, smiling, and give you peace. Friends, go with God. Share the good news. Give cold water to all who ask. May we see each other as brothers and sisters and siblings. May we not see each other as strangers or others. May we see each person as a neighbor and a beloved child of God. Friends, go with God, and God will go with you, now until the end of all things. And all the people said, amen. Amen. Friends, go, rest, enjoy your Sabbath, celebrate with loved ones, but today our service is ended.